Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
Yes, it is. So today we're going to be talking about your expectations for gifts
from your spouse.
From your spouse.
Or partner.
Right.
Insert politically correct phrase right there.
So, but first, let's go with our mom moments of the week. Do you want to go first or you want me to go?
Sure, I go first.
Okay.
All right. So my mom moment this week is so we went rummage sailing a couple weeks ago. And so it was me, Michelle, Joe, Malcolm, and Rayla.
My best friend.
So let me put this into like number context for you. Joe is 4.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm's 3. Mm-hmm. Rayla's 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We took all 3 of them
rummage sailing. Yeah.
From like 10 to
4 or 5. Yeah. It was like really late. Yeah.
It was a long day. Now, I would say overall, it was a very successful day.
It was just short of being enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. So like we're driving around with the kids and the kids are getting along. And so I'm doing this thing with the kids that like when they are arguing with somebody, like, I don't want to be your referee all the time. So I make them figure it out with each other, unless somebody's like getting harmed or
yeah,
like whatever, like then I might have to intercede, but otherwise it's just like figure your life out. So like we're in the car and we're just like the kids are like, you know, picking at each other, and they're like, Malcolm's like, but Joe's touching me. And I was like, okay, well, you're fine. Did you tell Joe you don't want him to touch you? No. Okay, well then you need to do that before you talk to me. So listen, we had these kids trained almost by the end of the day.
Yes.
This is how things go.
We like fist bumped or high fived because we were momming it so hard.
Yeah, we were high quality momming. Just like getting these kids to like live their best life in the backseat.
To communicate appropriately with one another.
And to stop whining at me.
Yes.
Stop whining.
Melissa was a champ because Joe is chatty Joe, and he wants to be part of whatever conversation is going on. And he like all day long, Melissa, I want to talk to you now.
And I had to be like, Joe, when you want to speak to me, I need you to say, excuse me, Melissa. So like by the end of the day, excuse me, Melissa. Like there wasn't a break. There wasn't a pause. I was like, Joe, you have to wait for me to respond.
Acknowledge, yeah. Right?
You have to wait. But it was nice because I'm telling you, like, I told my husband, and I'm sure your husband probably thought the same thing, like, we're taking three, basically toddlers, like, I would consider a four-year-old and a three-year-old toddlers, basically toddlers, out all day long, in and out of the car, driving around, no destination, just whatever.
It was randomness all day.
Yeah, it was super random all day. And it was successful. The kids had fun. I had fun.
I had fun.
There were no, like, basically no meltdowns.
You know, only when they got hungry, but I mean, I can't blame them. I melt down when I'm hungry as well, so.
We did come home, though, and Malcolm goes, bah, can you explain to me why we went to three different McDonald's today?
Because this is how we live life.
And I was just like, did we? And I was just like thinking, I was like, we sure went to three different McDonald's today. Like, how did you, like, I did not realize. I mean, we weren't like giving them french fries all day. It was like they had lunch and then we stopped for like ice cream. And then like we picked up dinner for a friend. So it wasn't like.
The third time they didn't even get anything. He just counted it as his.
I mean, it was a McDonald's. We just stopped at McDonald's. But, like, I'm telling you, so my mom moment this week is, if there's a thing that you want to do, but you're intimidated and you're just like, my kids are going to be a hot mess. Listen, my kids are a hot mess on the regular.
Yes.
And this was successful. You just have to, you know, try to have good boundaries, try things out, see what works. And this is actually the third time this year that I've taken Malcolm Rummage sailing, and it has been successful every time.
He's such an easygoing kid, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's just like, whatever, I'm here.
He's my rock star.
He's, I feel like Rayla did a great job, too. I mean, she showed her sassy points. I mean, I told Melissa at one point, I'm like, I don't know, you're going to have to handle this, because if I don't want to lose my best friend status with your one-year-old, so.
Really didn't want to get up off like a toy or something. Michelle was like, I can't take care of this.
Like, I mean, I've worked, what, 5 months now? I'd be making it to best friend status, and so I'm not going to kill it in just one day.
We were at Jeanette's house yesterday. And Jeanette, like, after they were done eating, Jeanette led her over to her recliner, and she, like, got out the fuzzy blanket that Rayla loved. She just, like, reached down, and Rayla was, like, all about it, just got right up on her lap. Yep. And Jeanette was just like, oh, yes. This is just, Rayla gives good snuggles.
Rayla does give good snuggles, and I think what's so rewarding about it is that she doesn't just go to anybody. And so that's it's like...
she dislikes more people than she likes.
I mean, she won't... I mean, is she to the point of going to your mom yet?
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, no. I rank over your mom, over grandma, so...
Yeah, so she went to Nana and Nana's house the other day, and she actually went... She wouldn't even go by Nana. Like, she was just like, I mean, you're all right. Like, I'm not going to scream every time I'm in the room with you now.
But right.
Like, we're not friends.
Right. That's your space. This is my, so I think that that's what's most rewarding about it is just to know that she's not, I mean, she's not like cool with everybody. It's like, so when she comes over and she like, we had this thing, maybe I'll use that as my mom moment next for next week. But, so she acts like she doesn't really want to be with you, but you know, she gives the signal.
Well, like, so. She won't go by TT Lee still. Like, she's not free with her love for TT Lee. And TT Lee gets a little bit closer every week. Every week she'll get, like, a little step further. But, like, last week she, like, tried to pick her up and hold her, and Rayla was, like, not having it. And it was like, all right, well, the week before she let her hug her and kiss her, but this week... We're not to the holding part yet. Right. It's just like
there's boundaries.
Baby steps, right. Literally baby steps.
I mean, I've been working this for 6 hard months. I mean, on a weekly basis, it's she made me earn this love.
What's your mama moment?
So my mama moment of the week is so Joel's not feeling 100%. He's not like sick. I think he's exaggerating some of it because that's what men do.
I was gonna say he's like honing his
right, he's growing into manness. Yeah. But at night he tends to be like more like me when I'm sick, and like even if I've been fine throughout the day, at night I'll cough all night long. And so the other night not last night, but the night before, he woke up and he was coughing and he started crying. And I get it, because like you're gagging and, you know,
yeah,
and it's confusing. Even as a 45-year-old, I'm like, what's going on with me? But he, I was laying down next to him in his bed and he was sitting up and I was just rubbing his back and he had settled down and he was just kind of sitting there. And then he turned to me and he looked at me and he said, "Mom," and then he started crying. And I said, "What's up, buddy?" "I just love you so much," and like burst into tears. And I'm like, oh my God, can I get a camera right now? I just want to hold on to this moment forever. That like, for whatever, me being there with him, soothing him, or just being with him made him emotional in that moment. I was just like, "I love you too." I didn't, though. I held my composure and I'm like, "Mommy loves you too, buddy." So that was my mom moment of the week.
Aww.
Just because, I don't know. I mean, it's not easy when you have to wake up every half hour to an hour at nighttime. And so but I always try to, because I remember, not that my mom or dad and all of them were bad parents, but it's just like, all right, go back to bed. I don't care. So I always try to be the, yeah, I try to overcompensate. There have been maybe a handful of times in Joe's short little life that I have said, "Look, I'm going back to bed. I don't know what's going to go on in this bed. You can figure it out, but
figure your life.
I've got to sleep." But most of the time, and it's been nice because he hasn't been sick a whole lot in the last year.
Yeah.
But
it's when those masks, man,
it really was. I'm not for them and I'm not against them. I seriously am so conflicted about them.
Like, keep them forever. Nobody gets sick anymore.
Right. I mean, I don't want to wear them in the store in the dead heat, because stores don't compensate for that extra layer of hotness that I'm breathing on myself. But I, in the wintertime, flu season, I mean, whatever.
Right.
I mean, mandate me all you want.
It's like, but, why haven't we done this before?
So, but no, I mean, he hasn't been sick a whole lot in the last year, but I do try to be there and comfort him when he's not feeling good. I mean, if the kid would just blow his nose, I think half of our trouble, I've already vented this to Melissa. I'm like, if he would just blow his nose, I think half of our problems would be solved. But like, for whatever reason, he is that kid that just refuses. It's like, he will actually start crying and, I mean, work himself up into a fit if I come over to him with a Kleenex. I'm like, dude, this is not the Frida. I'm asking you to do this yourself. If you don't, I have to get the Frida out. Because I don't want to be in the hospital with you again.
It's true.
Ever.
It's true.
So true. So that was my mom moment. Just the
smushy.
I love
Joe.
You. Smushy Joe. He always comes at me when I need it, I think.
That's true.
So.
All right. So let's get into our topic.
So our topic. So I don't know about you all. I know that we're going to be playing this a little later, but I know this applies to other days as well. But Mother's Day was recently in our current world of recording right now, and every year I struggle so hard with Dan because he barely does, I mean, he does like the super bare minimum, and he'll say, "Well, it's, you're not my mom, why do I have to do it?" I'm like, because Joe's four and he can't drive himself, and very obviously you let him pick out my birthday gift, and he needs some type of guidance. I mean, I appreciate the plastic margarita glass cup that I'm never gonna use, but
but come on,
But come on. And so this year, I actually had said to Dan before we left for ladies' retreat, hey, I'm just reminding you, my birthday's next week and Mother's Day is coming up as well. And he's like, yeah, and I'm like,
Get your life together.
I'm not saying you have to go out and buy a card, but I'm going to be gone. So maybe you could like color a card or something with Joe. Yeah. I'm going to be gone for like 4 days.
Right.
And so he's like, well, we'll see. So my birthday comes and I get a plastic margarita cup. And Dan's like, well, I told Joe he could get you whatever he wanted at the store. And he picked this out and I tried to get him to pick something else out and he wouldn't.
Be mindful of the fact she doesn't drink margaritas.
I do not. That's...
I just want to, it's not like he sees her drinking margaritas all the time and he's like, she can drink them out of this cup.
No. I know what it was because he's 4 and he's a boy. It had like cactuses and stuff on it. So it looked fun, right? And so he was like, oh, this looks fun. I'm going to throw this in here. And he was, look, he was excited to give it to me. And I gave him the appropriate responses of, this is an amazing
gift. But then you looked at Dan and you were like, where's my real present?
Where's my real gift? Nothing. Now, I'm also going to go on the rant of every year, I have made it very clear all I want for my birthday cake is an ice cream birthday cake from Dairy Queen. Do you know what I get every year?
Not an ice cream birthday cake.
Now, I'm not going to lie. He did pick out a good birthday cake this year. Because for whatever reason, he thinks Costco cake is the bomb. And I disagree with him.
Mm-hmm.
But so he went outside his comfort zone and got something different. And he said to me, I can't believe you're disappointed. I'm like, no, these are delicious. I'm going to eat them all. But again,
can I please just,
and he's like, well, you can go buy one if you want. I'm like, it's not the same thing. Then I'm just buying myself a cake. And so.
And who wants to be that guy?
Right. So I'm sorry, I'm ranting now. But then it came to Mother's Day. And I said to him, to be fair, the day before, because I knew he probably hadn't bought me anything. But I had it in my head. He took my advice and like colored a card or bought a card at the same time that he bought my birthday card. So I said, I don't really want anything. I was trying to take the pressure off of him. I don't really want anything for tomorrow. What I want is to be able to come home from church and I want to be able to take a nap. So next day comes, no card. I'm like, seriously? He's like, well, you said you didn't want anything. I'm like, well, when were you planning to go get a card if you hadn't gotten one already or had Joe make one? He's like, well, we went to Target yesterday and I was planning on getting it then.
Were you with them?
Yes. Okay. I'm like, but I was with you. He's like, and? I'm like, Daniel, like, what, 3 weeks before? And he said, they didn't have Mother's Day's cards.
That's not true.
That's absolutely not the truth. He's like, they didn't have them then. I'm like, Daniel, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but you're not talking to, I mean, I know I can be dumb sometimes, but I'm not that dumb. And so,
February.
So the next day comes and I didn't even get to take my nap. Like, I was so upset. And so I knew I was being dramatic about it, but I was like, this is so dumb. So then the rest of that week in a couple of mom groups I'm in, a lot of the moms were kind of ranting about the gifts they received. I'm like, well, at least I don't feel so bad. So I thought about this and I thought, you know, I don't want to be childish for the rest of my life with my husband. So I need to kind of figure out a way to
appropriately
manage my expectations. And can I tell you, like, the stuff that I found, I'm kind of doing with him. Like, I give the heads. Well, I'll read it. I'll read the stuff, but and then talk about it. But I feel like I'm already trying to do these things. So he's just setting.
Do you feel like it's working?
No. Okay. but maybe after talk, maybe you can reason some logic into me.
Okay.
So the first step that this article recommends is to plan ahead. Don't wait for Mother's Day to decide that you really do want breakfast in bed or to be taken out for brunch, or maybe you want a day all to yourself on Mother's Day. Plan ahead. Let your family know what you want and make your own arrangements if you need to. Now, number one, I'm going to go back to, I don't feel like I should have to make my own arrangements for something, but I will express to you what I want.
I feel like this is more applicable if you have like adult children and you're like, I really want to go to that steakhouse downtown on Thursday.
I'll
take care of it.
I'll call them. Yeah. But I was just like, I don't know. I feel like when I reviewed this, the last 2 months, that I did remind him of the two things coming up.
You're not wrong.
And I gave him suggestions of what he could do for those two things, and nothing. So step number one failed. but number two, and this is the one that I really need to kind of focus on, I think, is to take pressure off your families. So she says, this author says, if there's something that you'd really love to have for Mother's Day, why not do the shopping for your family? A restaurant you'd like to go to, make a reservation, know your family well, and be a realist. Now, while I know I can accept being a realist, I'm really just going to bounce back to, it's not really a gift from them if I'm doing the work for it. Like, I do not make a big deal about my birthday, because when I was younger, we were always out of town for my birthday for a convention. And then as the years have gone on, it was always like, if you want a birthday party, you got to do all the planning and all that stuff myself. And I'm like, nah, I'm good.
That sounds
awesome. And so, even Dan's family members have always been like, well, I shouldn't say Dan's family members. Dan's mom is like, well, you just plan it yourself. And I'm like, I feel like then I'm forcing everybody to come and celebrate me. Right. I'm like, and it's just not that, right. It's just not that important to me. But Mother's Day, I think my big angst with Mother's Day is just having waited so long to be a mom and being so resentful on those days for the years that I was waiting and hating. So I feel like that's a day that
you've earned that day.
I earned that day.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so
you weren't just born, like you worked hard for that day.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I did a lot of tests and procedures and injected myself with stuff and put up with a lot of people's dumb comments. And you gave me pups at the end of pregnancy. I've earned this. And so, but my husband does not agree with me. But yeah, I struggle with that. I mean, I realize I should be a realist and just be like, it's not going to happen that way. But I don't know. What do you think? I feel like she's not going to talk me down. She's just going to encourage me in my feelings.
Okay. So May is Mother's Day, obviously. May is also our anniversary month.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been other things that have fallen in May as well. Like, when you're a couple years, actually, I graduated, you know, whatever. I think it's unfair. At least the group of women that I know, okay, we're not looking for like Tiffany's bracelet.
No.
Or like a trip to Jamaica. Like, literally, do you know what my most treasured gift would be? If my husband took the time, sat down with my kids with a piece of construction paper.
Had them make you a card.
Had them make me a card. I'm pounding the table. Again, so I come across well. Make me a card. That is what I'm asking for. I'm asking for you to have them just scribble on a piece of paper.
Some thoughtfulness. Put some thoughtfulness into
That's
this.
That's it. That's all yes. I'm asking for. Like, I don't know why you have to make it into this huge chore and why you come home with, like, magnetic nail polish as seen on TV. Like, what do you want me to do with that? I just want a card. Like, I... No. So, I'm not done.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I work an office job now. I have worked an office job for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have said every year, it'd be really nice if I got a personalized mouse pad so I could have one at work. 3 years went by. Christmas, Mother's Day,
Birthday.
There are ample opportunities.
Valentine's Day,
mouse pad. No, I did not get a mouse pad. So now I have a mouse pad, just so everybody's aware. It doesn't even have Rayla on it. Okay? Rayla will be too.
So it's not like she wasn't present when the mouse pad was made.
It was. No, she was present.
That's what I mean. It's...
Yeah, no, I would think I was pregnant, actually. Now okay. that I say that. I think I was pregnant. Okay, it doesn't have Rayla on it, which shows, like, there was a significant gap, okay, between when I got this. So, because they're always like, you have a mouse pad, and I'm just like, guys.
Yeah.
This is obviously old.
Right. Let's update.
Like, this isn't a one and done sort of situation.
Right.
Like, so, like, and I'm the kind of person, like, you don't even need to buy me $75 in roses. I love, like, I hate flowers. Like, I think they're dumb. I think they're a waste of money. I think they're stupid. But if
and,
I was
And please
have,
skip the chocolate. Yeah, you're going to eat it all anyway, so.
Mike gets me those stupid Russell Stover things. And I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with him where I'm like, this is not good chocolate. I do
it
not
isn't.
Like it. Please stop buying me.
I don't know.
And they'll be like, I bought $30 on that. You're not even going to eat it. I'm like, it's garbage. It doesn't taste good.
They don't taste good. They and I don't know why people are obsessed with this. Let's put the company out of business. I hate to put people out of jobs, but they can find other ones.
Like, seriously, I don't care if you put, no. Like, I go through and I eat the caramels and the coconut, and then I'm done. I'm like, all of these weird nougat things, and no, they're gross. Stop
done.
It.
Yep.
So, so Mike does this thing now where it's like, a day will come and I'll just be like, I have your gift. And he'll be like, oh, I thought we weren't doing gifts this year.
Oh my God. I hate that too.
When did we have this conversation that from now until eternity, we're not going to do gifts? Why is that a thing? Number one, does that sound like me?
I will tell you that, right. Number one, that will never sound like me.
Never.
But the two times I've agreed to it, like in a sullen, fine, we won't do gifts. He comes back with gifts those years. So then I look like the jerk because I have nothing. So I never will fall for that again because I like my gifts. Bring them on. And I like to give gifts. So yeah. You're going to just have to.
Right. So I don't. So like Mother's Day this year. Okay. John made me a craft and a card at school. So the feeling is that I was getting a handmade gift for my kids. So nothing was done. And my thing is, I was like, Michael, I would be totally fine. Like, I'm not asking for something bougie or extra. Sit down with the kids, trace their hand, put a date on the card, you know, like give me some gas station carnations. Like, this is what the line
have them
is so low.
Right.
And it's not low because, like, I've lowered my expectations of my husband. It's low because, like, I'm not a high-maintenance person.
Right.
I'm just not.
Like you said, I don't need, like, my wedding ring and engagement ring. When I got my engagement ring, Dan's family actually gave him a hard time because they're like, where's the diamond on that? And I'm like, I don't need big. I don't need expensive.
I'm not that person.
I want you to acknowledge me.
Right. So Mother's Day came this year. He did nothing. John gave me the card that he made at school.
That the teacher did the work for.
And our anniversary was like a week or two after that. So I'll tell you about our anniversary after this short break.
Okay.
All right. So it was our 9th anniversary this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because obviously this is not round one. It's our 9th anniversary, which means we've been together for 11 years. Okay. So... it's our anniversary, and I try every year to get like him a gift that is like the traditional like anniversary gift they're supposed to get on this year. Like the 5th year's wood, I got him like a wooden sign engraved with our last name and the year that we got married. 1 year is like cotton, so I got him like a personalized shirt with the kids on it. And then, you know what I mean? So like, I am super extra. I know I'm extra. I don't expect the same in return.
Right.
Okay. So just to put it in context. Well, 9th year is pottery, which painting pottery was our first date. And we used to do it every year on our anniversary. Then we started having a bunch of kids and we don't do it anymore.
Right.
So like my intention was to say like, okay, so 9th year is pottery. So I think we should make a date to go and paint pottery. So I didn't get him a gift. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a reason I didn't get him a gift.
Because you wanted to do it day of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even like week of.
Right.
Like at some point in or around our anniversary.
Share that special time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So in the evening, I was just like, so I want to give you your card and talk about your gift at some point today. And he's just like, I thought we weren't doing gifts. And my hackles rise because I'm just like, why aren't we doing gifts? When did we have this conversation that we were never doing gifts?
What I do remember is every time it comes time to have gifts, you say, I thought we weren't doing gifts. And we have to have the conversation about how we never had the conversation of we weren't doing gifts.
Why do you guys think this conversation takes place?
I think they're having it in their own heads.
But the thing is like, again, I'm not looking for something. I'm looking for you to take some extra time and effort and just make me feel acknowledged and loved. That's all I want.
Right.
Like, I don't know why, like, if you're making it the super extra thing in your head, he's always like, I gotta walk around a store and he's like, what does Melissa want? You're so hard to shop for. I'm like,
are you though? I mean,
I'm not hard to shop for.
Right.
I'm not hard to shop for. It's really not. Like, I can think of a bajillion things you could get for me just off the top of my head.
Right.
But even still, I thought we weren't doing gifts this year. So I got mad and I was just like, whatever. Like, we just won't do anything since obviously you have nothing planned and this means nothing to you. Like, rah, get in my car, slam the door, drive away. So my husband, he texts me while I'm like angry. He waits like an hour. He texts me. It's just like, I have a card in the visor of the car. I bought you a card. It's just that, like, I thought that we weren't going to celebrate until the weekend because it's, like, Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
So, listen, I was in the car. Okay, I checked the visor of the car. There was a card there. And I was like, then I felt guilty. I was like, really, you just let me, like, yell at you about like, not caring about our anniversary and you like, have a card. Like, fine. So then I felt bad. But the thing is, like, so he bought me a card.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. He bought me a card. And he's the kind of person who, like, cards, he thinks really hard about his cards because he'll, like, stand in the card aisle. I've seen it. He'll read like 50 cards.
I will too.
Before he finds one that fits.
Dan walks up, picks one up, and says, this'll do. It's good enough. I don't.
Oh my gosh. And like, we went through a phase where like, he would just sign his name in the card. He wouldn't write a personalized note or anything. And I'm just like, what is this garbage?
Right. Are you giving this to your best friend or what? I mean,
like, write a personalized note, you weirdo. Right. Like, what is going on? I don't even get a gift, and now you're just going to give me somebody else's word?
Love, Dan.
What? Right? Yes. I don't even get that. I get, he literally signs his signature.
Just as
Michael J. Horvath. Like, his signature, too. And I'm just like, what is this? Why are you giving me this?
Oh my goodness. I think my heart would fail. I'd be like, oh my God.
So this has been like regular for him for a while now. Like this is not, it's not whatever. So this year he got me a card. It was like an all right card. And he did write a personalized note in it. The thing is like, so he wanted to celebrate our anniversary on the weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the weekend comes and we were like, well, let's just do like a nicer dinner with the kids. You know, we won't go out. We'll just order in because it's hard to take the kids out to eat, but mm-hmm. you know, and it just isn't, it's just not always worth it if we want to like have any, some, so we're like, we'll do a movie night, whatever. We'll like DoorDash, you know, something that mm-hmm. because really the only places that deliver around here, like non DoorDash are like Domino's. So it gets time to like eat dinner or whatever and watch a movie. And he's like, I'm not hungry. I don't really want to watch anything. And I'm just like, what do you mean you're not hungry? And I was like, well, I want to eat here. He's like, it's hot. That sounds really heavy. But yeah, whenever it's hot outside, he's always like, I just want a sandwich. I'm like, I don't want a sub for dinner on a Saturday night.
Right. In celebration of our...
That's like a Tuesday lunch.
Right. And especially because it's in celebration of our anniversary. Yeah. It's not just... This isn't a normal meal.
Right. And I'm like, I'm doing keto. And I was like, I'll cheat, man. We can get Italian food. I'll eat all the garlic bread. Garlic bread. Like, I'll be all up on those carbs.
I will have a cheat day for real.
Yeah. Like, I was planning on it. And, like, he was just like, I'm not really hungry. I kind of don't feel good. I don't really want to watch a movie. And I'm just like, so you've reduced our anniversary to, like, literally just a card. Mm-hmm. And here's my thing. I don't feel like I ask for a lot. Mm-hmm. And I never would. So that's one of the things that I think that I don't agree with you on. I would never tell him not to do anything. Because I feel like your words have meaning and your words have purpose. And if you're going to tell somebody, mm-hmm. don't make a big deal out of it, but then expect them to still make a deal out of it, then like you're pretty much having
just set yourself up, right?
Self to blame.
Yeah.
So I would never do that. However, like, I feel like we are at the point in our relationship where it's just like, you've diminished our anniversary to a card and a dinner. The least you could do is give me my dinner and a card. Like, what is this life?
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Right.
And I don't think, like, I mean, I've gone above and beyond for Mike for Father's Day. Like, one year I got him a keychain with like links of like pennies on the keychain, and each penny is from the year that each of his kids were born.
Oh, so it's like a that's a very thoughtful gift.
Right? It's super cute. I've gotten him like personalized engraved wallets with the kids on them. Like, I've gotten him like it's ridiculous. Like,
you give him very thought out.
Yeah. Like, yes. I really enjoy mm-hmm. giving gifts. I'm sure that's one of my love languages, but I've never mm-hmm. actually taken the test. I just say it because it sounds correct.
I like personalized gifts too.
Yeah.
I love to give personalized gifts.
Yeah. I would rather give personalized gifts than like buy something off from the store, but I would take something from the store. And the thing is like, I almost feel like he's a saboteur. Like, he'll purposely buy a horrible gift. I'm like, oh, that's why I don't buy you gifts.
Cause you're never going to love it. Like, right.
You bought me a tortilla mold to make taco bowls.
Right.
Have we ever eaten taco salad out of tortilla bowls? Never in our relationship have we done. I've never gotten it at a restaurant. Never. Never. Right. So the fact that you even bought these, I feel like, is just silly on your part.
Right.
Like, or like one year he bought me like this like French hooker perfume because like I like buying him cologne that I like the smell of.
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
And he like I bought him like this Tim McGraw cologne one time. It smells kind of like whiskey and tobacco, and it's like it smells so good. And like one time I bought him some like Usher stuff that smelled really good. Like I definitely buy him smells that I like. So I feel like he buys me this like French hooker perfume, and he's like, "Well, I wear smells that you like," and I'm just like, "You don't like this."
Right.
It smells like ammonia.
Like somebody's trying to put somebody to sleep to take like, advantage of them.
Like, come on, man. Like, I'm not wearing this. He's just like, I wear cologne when you buy it for me. And I'm like, yes, it's
because it smells good. Yeah.
It smells fantastic.
Right.
So, I don't know. But I will, like, so for my mom, my brother and I will contact my mom, like, what do you want to do this year? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want to go out to eat? Do you want to stay at the house? Like, we'll take care of the food, but what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And sometimes she'll be like, I just want to hang out at the house. Sometimes she'll be like, I want to go out to eat or whatever. But like on Mother's Day, it's like, listen, I'm not cooking either.
Right. Because like, it's my day too.
It's my day too. So I'm fine spending it with you and my mother-in-law. Luckily, our families like they do a lot of holidays together, so we don't need to split it. But the thing is like, I'm not going to like work all the live long day on Mother's Day. Like, it's just not going to happen. And I think it's unfair to tell women that they need to lower their expectations or plan their own things. I think that men just need to do better.
Right.
And we need to find a way to make men do better rather than be like, women, you just gotta, this is just the
just
best
lower your expectations. Yeah. No.
Listen, I will train this dog eventually. It will happen.
Even if it's to the day before he dies.
Mark my words. I will. I don't know how or when, but it will happen.
I don't disagree. And I will say that, I mean, I did try when I said to him, I'm not expecting anything else. It was just let me have a nap. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just totally trying to give him the out, and I still didn't get my nap. I mean, so I really struggle because like, I want to be that better person, but there's a part of me that's just like,
You're making it almost impossible for me to be accepting of the fact that like you're, I don't know.
Right. So the next one is adjust expectations. So I'm going to read this, but we kind of touched on it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to reply to what she says, you can. Seriously, expectations might be our worst enemy when it comes to holidays. Do we really imagine that we'll have a carefree day on Mother's Day when we still have a house full of kids, laundry that completely disregards holidays, and at least for me, a husband that still has to go to work? We only hurt ourselves when we imagine that our day will be anything other than another Sunday with a few little perks if we're so lucky. And I don't know. I do disagree with this because like on Father's Day, I go out of my way to make it a special day for him. Now, if he chooses to go to work, he's not scheduled for Sundays. He can choose to do overtime on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So if he chooses to do that, then he's choosing it.
But
I go out of my way to like make it a special day. Like, what do you want to do today? Whatever you want, we're going to do it. It's your day. And so I don't think that it's unfair to expect that for Mother's Day as well.
I would agree. I will say that one of the things that Mike and I do on Mother's Day and Father's Day, or even our birthdays, is we don't make the other one if we're home or even if we're out. If we're together, we don't make whoever's day it is change diapers.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like an unspoken thing that we just do. Like, it's Mother's Day, I'm not changing any diapers.
So he gives you like the day off.
Yeah, from I don't really change that many diapers anyways. I do change diapers, but like he definitely carries more of the load there. So it's probably more of a reward.
I'm really trying to resist saying a phrase that really irritates me when people say it to me. Well, he is the stay-at-home dad. I hate it when people say that to me. Oh, you are the stay-at-home mom.
But you want to say it now?
I do. Well, it makes sense to say it about him. I'm being sexist right now. And I hate myself a little bit for it because I realize it.
It's kind of funny.
It makes me laugh. But it is true. Even though I hate it, I mean, we are the parents that stay home. So that's kind of our responsibility.
I agree with you. So it's more of a gift for him on the days that he doesn't have to do it. Because, like, I just don't change as many diapers as him. But I think that I'm kind of going to circle back to the fact that I'm a low maintenance chick. I'm not expecting you to make like a 7-course breakfast and bring it to bed on a tray with a flower and like with your like, you know, homemade bread that you made last night. Like I would take burnt toast.
Right.
With like a scribbled card from the kids.
Because it's on Sunday, I would take you getting our son dressed for church so right. I don't have to wrestle him into his clothes.
It's true.
I mean, happy Mother's Day to me.
Right. And I'm sure Dan's like, well, stop putting him in 3-piece suits. Right. You're going to put him in 3-piece suits, right. Then you're the one who's
going to
have to change him.
That's some of what he says. The other part's like, well, I have to go to work, so I have to get ready. That's 4 hours from now. Oh my God.
Not accurate, buddy. So I don't know.
Yeah. I tell you, because even when I was reading some other moms' comments, some of them were petty, like, oh, he got me sloth pajamas. And I think he's trying to give a backhanded comment that I'm lazy. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sitting from the position of getting nothing. So I think I would. And there were some other moms.
I would take sloth pajamas.
Yeah. There were some other moms that were like, well, sloths are kind of in right now. So he probably just picked it up because that's what the stores were full of. And
I would say that's accurate.
So, I mean, I try not to be petty about my gift giving. I'm just petty
gift
about
receiving.
Yeah, I'm not. I try not to be petty about my gift receiving. I'm just petty about not getting a gift at all. Or picking my gift up as you take me to the store.
On Mother's Day. I ran into them at Walgreens on Mother's Day. And there's definitely some tension. He's like, I'll go get you a card right now. And she's like, I don't want you to get me a card. Well, I'm standing here on Mother's Day and we're in Walgreens.
He's like, I'll have Joe pick something out for you. It's too late.
You lost your chance.
I told you 3 weeks ago. I would not let the 3 weeks ago thing go. I mean, he heard it for like another week. It was just like, I told you. When he tried to pass off they didn't have Mother's Day cards at 3 weeks ago.
How fast did your head whip around?
I was just like, because I told him, and I said, I bet I can walk into a store right now and find Father's Day cards.
Absolutely.
So, I didn't believe that at all. So the next thing that she suggests is to make a rain check. So some holidays are just inconvenient. As you said, like anniversaries and birthdays and stuff, they happen right in the middle of the week. This Sunday, my son has a surf contest and my husband works. He still plans to take me out to dinner, but the reality is I'm not going to be walking around on flower petals all day. So I've already made arrangements to spoil myself a little after Mother's Day. So she was writing this article very specifically. I made an appointment to get a massage next week, and I'll extend that time to include a few hours to myself. So again, she's kind of like taking it on herself. And I get it. There was other things going on, but that doesn't mean that you can't take a few minutes aside. I'm not... I don't necessarily, like you said, need a whole day of being honored. I just want you to recognize that I put a lot of effort into being mom.
Not just that, but all I want is like something from the kids.
Right.
Almost like I don't even need necessarily anything from you. I just need you to facilitate something.
Right.
Like that's not a margarita cup.
Cause I will never in my life drink margaritas. It's just never been on my list. Please stop letting your 4-year-old pick out the gifts. You know what?
Or at least lead them in the appropriate direction.
Do you know what's funny is the next time we went to a store, because Joe's a shopper, that kid will walk along and pick stuff up and throw it into the cart. I mean, he's an expert at this point. We were looking at different things. Oh, we were looking at canning jars because last year, pandemic, they were nowhere to be found. Right. So we're still in the zone of hoarding or hoarding all the canning jars we can find. And he walked down to the end cap and Dan was ready to walk away and walked off. And I was like, hey, Bob, it's time to go. And he's like, I'm looking at something. So I walked over to where he was and he was looking at to-go coffee mugs. And he picked up a really bright colored one and he said, Mommy, I want to buy this for you. Can I buy this for you? And I was like, no. Tell me that this kid can't pick out the right gifts.
Right.
I mean, I'm not into that bright color, so I redirected him to something I wanted. But I'm like,
this is something I would use.
This is something I would use. And he very obviously knows that. So all Dan would have had to have said was, let's not do a margarita cup. Yeah. So
if you want to buy her a cup, we can go to a different area.
Right. Or even, hey, if you think that's a fun cup, you can get that for yourself. Let's go find something else for Mommy. So I just think there could have been better redirection on that. And then the last one she says is just keep perspective. On a more heartfelt note, this past year, I've spent time with moms who have lost children to cancer or are themselves fighting a disease. I'm praying for moms who are battling for their lives. Hello, perspective. Right? So this is the one that like nails me, right? These things make me slow way down and realize that when it all comes down to it, I really do want to just hold and love those kids that have made me a mom. I'm not going to cry. I want to remember the man who teams with me to raise them, and I want to enjoy them all. So I'm like, well, when you say it like that, I guess I am being just a big fat jerk.
No. I don't think that that's fair. Here's the thing. Okay, I love my kids. I want to snuggle with them. I want to smushy their cheeks. I love them to death. Okay? I don't think it's fair to be like, oh, you want a homemade card on Mother's Day? Well, my child's dead, and I don't get that. Come on, guys.
I can totally see where you're coming from, because for the 8 years when I didn't have Joe, I hated everybody on Mother's Day, but nobody stopped to be like, hey, I know you're struggling right now because you'd really like to be a mom. So I,
or you would never say to somebody who is like, oh, for Mother's Day, we're going out to lunch. You'd be like, oh, really? Because I'd not like even a mom yet. Right.
Yes. I wish I could be a mom.
Like, stay in your lane. Like, right. Come on, guys.
I see both sides of this. Just
you could say that about everything. Like, oh, Dairy Queen gave me the wrong ice cream. And then you could be like, well, some people can't afford ice cream, so you should just enjoy the luxury. No! I wanted chocolate. They gave me vanilla. Come on, guys. Come on.
I asked you for chimichangas with chicken, not hamburger.
Like what? I'm just supposed to go, well, some people can't afford chimichangas. Like, come on. No, I can't. I cannot take that.
I love that most of our scenarios always revolve around food. I just realized that. I'm like,
it's so true.
But I see both sides of it, probably because I am a four and I love that emotion and the drama of it. But there is the petty part of me too that just comes out and is like, you know what? I work hard to be a mom and I deserve it. I work hard to be another year older and look as decent as I do. I mean, I'm not saying I'm some supermodel, but I'm not like trash either. I'm not like ready to die, because I know there are many people once they hit 40, they're like, ah, my life is over. You know, I'm still trying to live life and enjoy it and everything. So I feel like there should be some type of recognition, but it just isn't there. So there's a very strong petty side of me, but I do also recognize the mushy. I should be happy for what I have. But I don't know. We've also discussed this in other contexts too. Because like there's the, well, maybe you shouldn't be having a bad day because Joe's being a spoiled little brat. Because you worked so hard for him. So I don't know. Now I'm conflicted. Because I
would just never be on board with somebody being like, you don't deserve nice things or recognition, because like, really, isn't just having the kids recognition enough? No. No, it's not.
My Enneagram 4 is struggling with this.
But the sky is so blue and shiny.
It's so blue and shiny. And no. I get to hug my little miracle every day. I don't know. Now I'm conflicted. Because when I first read it, I was like, I get her. She's not wrong. But now that I'm talking to you.
Then she sat down with Melissa, who was like, no.
Well, I also see as the example I just gave, you know, people are like, well, you don't deserve to have a bad day with your son because you waited so long and worked so hard for him and God gave you a blessing. Well, he did, and I did, and we did wait, but that doesn't mean that I don't get to have a bad day. So I guess.
He's being a jerk.
Look, that's a whole nother show. Like the sass on him, the level is just increasing on a daily basis. But yeah, he's very strong-willed from birth. So I get to have bad days. So I guess I can be petty too. Get me a card.
Right.
Have them make a card.
It's not that hard.
The kid loves to color, so why not?
It's not that hard.
It totally would have been an activity to keep him busy while I was gone.
It's not that hard. I just refuse to acknowledge, like, you should just be grateful for the tiny miracles that are your children. Whatever, man.
Right. I am grateful, but...
I want a card!
So... All right. Well, that was the last one that I had.
Thank God that, I don't listen to her anymore.
I mean, it's just hard because, like, even when I do lower my expectation, I think this is where I'm coming from, is like, even when I do express specifically what I want, or I lower my expectations, then it's like,
you're still disappointed.
I'm still disappointed because I lowered the bar, so it's like he wants to see how much lower than the bar he can go. I mean, it's ground level, dude. I just wanted a nap.
Listen, I am like a very... I'm a very sexist feminist. But I will say that I think that the expectation of women for them to just like... be okay with things as they are is like driven into us so hard from like that's just the way things are.
I don't disagree, and it's listen, just like some of the other gender expectations.
I'm not gonna ever just sit back and be like, well, that's just the way things are, change them.
Right,
change them. Like, I'm not gonna tell my tell my husband he doesn't have to get me a Mother's Day card because we could, all of our children could be dead. And I'm not saying that in a way that, like, I'm not trying to be insensitive to people who have children who have passed. I'm saying it to, like, one has nothing to do with the other.
Right.
Like, of course I'm happy that my kids are alive and they're healthy and whatever, but, like, come on.
That,
like,
doesn't mean that you get to discredit me.
Right?
Because I should just be happy. I see where you're coming from.
Listen, I pushed 3 watermelons out of my hoo-ha. I deserve a medal every year to commemorate that. Make me a card.
Probably monthly. I mean, this should be a monthly reminder.
You should be grateful. Do you see how cute these kids are? I made that. Right. I made that. And he's always like, you didn't do it by yourself. I'm just like, basically. It's right. It's like thanking the flower for making the cake.
Right.
Come on, man. Right. Come on.
Again with a food analogy. But it's one that totally works. Like, you were just part of the ingredient. I did all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let us know what you think.
Yeah, we would be happy to hear that maybe we're not alone in our pettiness, that there's somebody else out there that...
Spouses just need to do better.
They do need to do better. I agree. So... All right, let's move on to our recommendations for the week. Are you ready or do you want me to go first?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, so the one that I want to do is I want to recommend an old school sprinkler.
Yes, we have one. It's the best fun in the world.
Okay, so the one that, like, goes back and forth.
Yep.
And that, like, you used to step on when you were a kid. And, like, I don't know why everything's got to be so extra nowadays. But, like, all the ridiculous things that people buy. And I'm just like, seriously, just go to the store and buy a $5 sprinkler.
Can I tell you that the extra never really works the way that it's supposed to anyway?
No.
So you spend, like, a lot. Because, like, we bought one
and
of those little
sprinklers
that has, like, the little worms on it. And, like, they all squirted out weird and different angles. And I was like, this is too much. And so we just hooked it back up to the old sprinkler. And Joe had his one. So
exactly. And it's so fun. And it's so easy. And, like, it's still an activity. And so that's my recommendation is, like, seriously, just get a normal sprinkler.
And can I just put a note in here, a side note, that if you have a garden, you can kill 2 birds with one stone. Like,
so
you
true.
Can water your garden and entertain your kids at the same time. It's, like, it's just a...
It's easy.
It's helpful. Yes.
Do it. Like, right. Seriously.
I don't disagree because we did buy one of those, as
the
I said,
ones,
the little worm ones. And I was so mad. I think we only paid like $15 or $20 for it. But those regular sprinklers are a lot
like
less money. Yeah. They're stupid
and they last
cheap.
Longer. They don't break as easy. Like,
yep.
Come on, man.
So, yeah.
I got one that a rummage sale for a quarter.
So I am on board with your recommendation. I love that one. Mostly because I have memories of my youngest brother. He loved the sprinkler.
Yeah.
And we would literally spend hours doing things of coming up with different creative ways.
Spinning as you jump through
the train, we're doing a choo-choo train. We're going to see who can jump the highest, the farthest. I mean, yeah, I think that's a great recommendation. All right. So my recommendation for this week is another book.
She, like, makes herself seem like she's so intellectual. And I'm like, get a sprinkler.
I'm going to be honest. These are all books that I've read this one I think I read while Joe was an infant and I could hold him, you know, I had more time to read because I could hold him and read. But this one is called Wild by Cheryl Strayed. That may be an autocorrect. It might be Cheryl Street. I can look it up. But it's about this single woman who hikes the Pacific Coast Trail, okay, which is like from the bottom of California up, I think, all the way into Washington.
Wow.
And she goes through like this huge, she made poor decisions in her life and just lots of stuff goes on. She gives like backstory throughout the story, throughout the book. And then one day she's just like, I'm going to do something life changing. And she like goes and buys herself the stuff to go hiking and like hikes this whole trip for the most part by herself. Like she would meet up with people to do it, but it was just a good book because in theory one day I would love to do something like that. I mean, I hate bugs and snakes and bears and
you're not gonna do it, Michelle,
and other things, but there's this part in my Enneagram 4 of me
that loves pretty things.
That is just like, it would be so meaningful to take this life journey and hike off the Appalachian Trail. That's another book I would recommend too. I can't think of the name of it, but this 50-something-year-old lady who walked the Appalachian Trail all by herself is, I could do it and it would just, I would come out with a different view of myself and more meaning. I mean, it's probably never going to happen because I do hate bugs and snakes and things touching my food and me while I sleep. I hate it all. But I did enjoy like the journey, the story of her journey of like going from making all these bad life decisions to the realization that she can do better with her life. So it is a movie. But I feel like the movies are never as good as books, which we've discussed before. So, it was Wild by Cheryl's. I had it typed in here, Cheryl Strayed. I feel like that's wrong for some reason, but it was a good book. I mean, it was.
All right. Well, so, look it up. It'll be in our Amazon affiliate store.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
This is Messy Poop.
Messy Buns, you silly.